My mind has been wandering tonight, randomly sifting over the various sexual partners I've had over the course of my life, and tonight I find myself settling into thinking about the girl. There's only been one girl for me. Wasn't about love, but rather about mutually exploring those bi-curious feelings. For me, the thought of being with a girl was brought on by a conversation with a male friend who's bisexual. Knowing how enthusiastic I am about bisexual men, he asked me if I'd ever had sexual feelings for a woman. Question brought me up short. I said, not really, though I admitted that the idea didn't repulse me or anything. It's one of those things that if it never happened, it was no big deal. But if I had the chance, I wouldn't mind exploring in the interest of saying I'd been there, done that, and bought the t-shirt or at the very least, tried it on for the size. So, I met the girl online. We talked a few times and met for lunch. The attraction was definitely there. It was a rather surreal feeling to allow myself to explore the idea of being sexually attracted to another woman. She was beautiful, of course. Barbie doll beautiful, but pretty and intelligent and with a healthy dose of that sexual confidence that I try to cultivate in myself. She was funny and we had a lot in common. Conversation was effortless, which is always a plus. I remember the first time I kissed the girl. The feel of soft skin against the skin of my chin and cheeks. Incredibly sensual. The feeling of soft feminine lips against my own was erotic on a whole new level. My hands wound through her long reddish blonde hair and I held her head in place as my tongue plundered her lips. I'm taller than the girl. She's a few years older than me, but I'm 1 inch taller. The experience of being taller than a potential lover was a different one. Given my height, I'm 5'2". You can imagine that it was another on the list of firsts that night. I remember the feel of her breasts pressing against mine. The sound of her breath catching in her throat as our lips met for the first time. Feel of her tongues stroking each other as they instinctively performed that ageless dance of arousal and desire. I remember the feel of her hands clutching at my upper arms as we kissed leisurely. Women understand the importance of kissing, so there was no rush to take it to the next level or move on to more important matters. We both of us allowed ourselves to get lost in that kiss. Our lips and tongues, and yes, even teeth as we nipped gently at each other's lips. I pulled her hair to one side, and as her head cocked over just a bit, I ran my lips against the petal soft skin of her neck. I heard her low, growly moan, and I ran my tongue over her neck and luxuriated in that soft, silky skin on her chin and cheek and neck. My hands reached for the hem of her shirt without thought, and I lifted her shirt just enough to feel the soft skin of her back and the gentle curve of her belly. Like me, she's a mother, so her stomach had that softly stretched quality that I despised in myself. And yet, I found myself aroused as I touched her belly. I wanted to kiss every inch of that poor, stretched skin. My hands reached higher, taking her t-shirt with them, and still we kissed. I broke our kiss just long enough to glide her shirt up and over her face and arms, and we both dove back in for each other's lips once this formality was completed with the intensity of first lovers. Of course, that was true in a sense, because though we had both had numerous male lovers, we were virgins to this press of female flesh against more of the same. Our kissing grew hot and desperate, and we knew that we both wanted more, but what did we know about what came next? I felt her hands unbuttoning my shirt and drawing the fabric down my arms. I reached to unclasp her bra and cupped her breasts in my hands. I admired her beautiful breasts, which were slightly smaller than my own, and which held a tightness that mine lacked because of it. I found my head dipping lower without thought, and pulling one of her nipples into my mouth. Again, I heard that growl of desire against my mouth, and I felt her thrust helplessly against my marauding tongue. I twirled her nipple in my mouth and felt wonder at how different it felt compared to a man's tough little nubbies. Her nipples were soft and then tight and hard and bunched in my mouth as my tongue treated it to hard flicks before pulling it into my mouth again and laving it with hard sucking and teasing nibbles. Her head tossed back and forth on her shoulders as she accepted my gentle torture, and then I felt her hands on the clasp of my bra moving with eager haste. Her hands pulled my head up from her breast as she reached out and pulled my bra off of my breast and revealed them to her heightened gaze. The feel of her hands on my breasts was incredible. Soft skin against the swollen flesh of my breasts, and then, oh God, and then the feel of her tongue on my flesh, with no scratchy hint of stubble that always accompanies a man's oral caress. She seemed instinctively to know just the right touch to bring a moan of pleasure to my lips, and the feeling of her soft skin against my own was driving me insane. I wish we could have done more that night, but we stopped there. Which isn't to say we didn't go further, but that is a story for another time, perhaps.